creative techniques. I love it. So we have someone who got a listing this week for $6 million. Woohoo!
$6
million. Yeah, it's a beautiful property. And he's doing a great job of marketing it. Great photos. Got that daylight stuff done, but also the night with the illumination coming from the window. And drone shots. Oh, he's doing such a good job. But how did you get that listing? Well, he sold her that house last year. Now, a person would think, boy, you know, it's too soon to follow up, but she had some health issues, and he's been staying in touch with her like every 30 days just because he likes her. He cares about her. And through these last months, her health got worse and worse and worse. And so he just called her up to check on her, his normal, every 30 days, and she said, I got to move back to New Jersey. So she listed her house. See, sometimes, and so his parade of techniques was, first of all, actually care. Don't fake like you're caring. What if you actually cared? And how would you behave? And how often would you stay in touch? And then secondly, don't assume because somebody bought a year ago that they're not ready to sell. I mean, you know, average realtor probably doesn't stay in touch so much with somebody who bought a year ago, right?
But life happens.
Yeah, we need to keep that relationship.
Well, this is not an episode of Can You Top This, but I had somebody who listed a $2.5 million ranch.
Okay.
And sold it to the rancher next door.
Oh, neat.
So, how about that?
Yeah.
Do you know how we're always recommending to our students that every once in a while they should either sell their house or go buy a house just to stay in touch with what the process is like from the other end?
The emotional part.
Yeah. Well, one of our folks is moving.
Okay.
And what he did was he rented one of those moving pods that they bring to your driveway and plunk down. And you fill it up. And then they come and pick it up and take it to where you're moving to.
Sure.
And it was, I'm just guessing here, it was like $80 every time they touch it.
Okay.
And it was like $7 for every day it sat there.
Okay.
So that's not a lot.
Oh, there must be an upfront, though. I thought they were pretty expensive.
No, that's what it turned out to be.
Ah, okay.
And he got a 15% off coupon because it's moving time.
Oh,
right?
It's
so what did he do? He bought $1,000 worth of coupons for moving pods, and he's gifting his clients who move a gift card for their moving pod. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah.
That's almost as great as your diapers idea. I love that one, too. Give people with a newborn diapers instead of anything else.
Okay. You know, as long as we're talking about this, here's what I did not plan to say. But we have a student who is sponsoring a table at a restaurant. And actually, it's every table at the restaurant has his logo, his face, his name, and you know, it's like one of those collage type things where there's a variety of businesses on each table. So he decided, you know what would be good is if everybody I know ate there and saw my tables. And so he bought $5 gift cards. I think he bought 100 of them or something like that. Anyway, he bought a bunch of $5 gift cards and he's giving them out to people as well as a thank you, as a, you know, I'm thinking of you, whatever, instead of a Starbucks card. So they go in there and see his table. Isn't that neat?
Nice tie into a local business.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I have an Ask the Experts. And my Ask the Experts, we've got someone who's really doubled down on calling expireds. But you know, when you have not done that before, it takes a little while to build skill. So the last couple of weeks, it's been like, okay, what do I say? Okay, this is what happened. What do I do? You know, that's kind of fun. Your team helps you and encourages you and lifts you up. Anyway, this week, she was following up with an expired that she had an appointment. It seemed like it went really well. They seemed like they really like her. And so she called back and the guy said, oh, sorry, we already decided that we're working with a different agent because she has, her mom and dad are buyers. And so the only way that it would work out is if we also listed with her, you know, cause she's got the buyer. And I said, okay. And then I hung up. So what should I have said? That's the question. All right. So she got...
Staircase wit. We always think of it on the way home, right? Oh, this is what I should have said.
That is what that's called, isn't it? Staircase wit. Yeah, so, what I love... Oh, Michael, it's so cool when all these Wickman graduates give advice because they give Wiki advice.
They
you
do.
Know, this
yes.
is what Floyd taught us. This is what I do because Floyd taught me. So the first question is, oh, well, that's wonderful. Have you already signed with her or him? Because if they've already signed, then shut your mouth, hang up the phone, maybe follow up later and see if it's still a done deal. But if they've signed, you cannot solicit. I don't care how witty your staircase wit is.
Thank you, next.
Yeah. Did you happen to ask who she'll be representing? If she's I guess it's kind of hard to believe she would be representing you if she's bringing her mom and dad in on the transaction. So who would be representing you?
Good question.
You know, getting there. And by the way, that's a technique, right? And Floyd taught us that act confused.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, who would she be representing then? Right? So instead of just being slick and asking that question right away, struggle for the words a little bit, which, by the way, some of you are really great at doing.
You should see Mary's facial expression with that. Boy, is that ever perfect.
All right. One of our students said, what about that sharp angle close? Ooh. Mm-hmm. If I would you, if you knew, would you, if I could show you that listing with me, you'd walk away with more money than going with her. Would it at least be worth sitting down with me, having a conversation? Don't forget your CSA. Remember what that stands for?
Comparison shopping analysis.
Right. And you probably haven't updated it since you were in a program, so get on it, man. Because that's really a good place to start. What if you knew that listing with me, you'd walk away with more money than listing with her? Would it at least be worth talking to me about it? And then show them all your tools, all your services, and compare those to the person who's there. XYZ Realty compared to OnTrack Realty. We have 33 tools. They have 12. Who's going to be able to find the right buyer? So just because she has a buyer, that's lovely. You know, if you list with me, she can certainly bring the buyer in the door. But just because she has a buyer doesn't mean it's a buyer that's going to pay you maximum dollar. The only way you're going to get maximum dollar is using our tools, our services, and letting us launch to the whole world. So anyway, love that question. Didn't mean to go on and on and on. And
compulsive
on.
Talkers? On and on and on? Yes. Okay.
I need a group.
I have three Ask the Experts questions.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
They're all the same question.
What?
Happened three different times on three different teams.
No kidding?
Literally the same words. I'm battling burnout.
Oh, burnout?
Yeah.
Jeez, it's only April.
Followed by this question. What does a day off look like for you guys? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what it looks like. First of all, it looks like it's scheduled.
Yeah, right?
Because if you don't schedule it, chances are you won't get it.
So are you doing your Smart Week? And if you are, your first thing you do is schedule everything.
And what does burnout lead to? Doubts? Is this what I really want to do? I feel so tired all the time.
It's a high bridge.
All right. So here's the advice. Go into the office. GITO. And get involved in a project. Take a trip to the beach. Get away with a friend. Work on being a happy person. Learn how to push your happy button instead. Here's what you got to do. Make yourself want to go to work by earmarking a portion of every commission you earn from now on to do something really lavish and extravagant and pampering for yourself. I thought that was nice. Never forget LFTs.
Yeah.
Start your day with positives. Go watch It's a Wonderful Life about 10 times. That'll fix you up. Day off looks like your phone is off. Go somewhere where there's no coverage. Don't answer it. Let your clients know. If you've got people who need to reach you 24/7, buy a burner phone and give them the number. But your work phone, if you want a day off and you don't want a burnout to take over, you got to untether yourself from your phone. Get a teammate to cover for you. And remember not to book anything for that day off. Vacations are a good idea too. So, how do you battle burnout? Sometimes you need to get a historical perspective. You know, this happens to me like every 47 days.
Yeah,
I go into this 9-day thing. If you get that sort of historical perspective, that's why we track our numbers and look at the graph of productivity. That can tell you a lot about your cycles, your moods, the seasons, and how they affect your productivity.
Even daylight.
Yes.
Because I've got some friends in Iowa who every winter go, I'm really depressed, I really feel sad. And I always say, you need light. This happens to you every year. You know, that's the power of R-squared. Over years, you really get to know people and understand their rhythms. And hey, you've said this before, and I believe it was in the middle of the winter when there was no sunshine. Get a lamp. Go on vacation.
That is so true. That chemistry, that memory about, you know, I think you've asked this question before, three times before, as a matter of, what have you done about it?
Right.
And that's another good part about R squared is that we call each other on, hey, you said you were going to do
busted.
This. All right. Go have a wonderful day. We love you.